Okay, we're going to start the next shir on the Birchos HaShachar, which is the blessings we make in the morning. There are 15 of them. It starts from the idea that before I get to the actual bracha and analyze it, I want to explain where these brachas actually come from. There's a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach Mabez, and a Gemara in Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel Mabez. Both of them have a list, but they're separate lists. We combine together to create our brachos that we do in the morning. The brachos, again, if you look in the Gemara and brachos, it goes through the order of brachos based upon when you wake up. We wake up in the morning, you have certain functions that your body does, and that's the bracha you make, according to the Gemara and brachos, as your body does that function. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you say is the bracha related to, which we'll define with that word, what that means in a minute. We'll get to that very soon. But each time you do something else, when you sit up, you make a bracha of sit up straight in the bent. So when you open your eyes up, you do pokechirim. Every bracha, the Gemara and brachos, that lists the brachos of shachar, is related to what happens to you in the morning as you are starting to make your way through the morning routine. It's not the order we have in shul that we have in the sidurim. The sidurim have a different order. But the order we have in the Gemara Brachos is really everything is as it happens. It's real time as you're going through your morning routine. However, the three Brachos that are not in there that the Gemara Menachos adds in, or forms of it, that we do add into our series of Brachos as well. That's all the Shalos. Shalos Asani Goy, Shalos Asani Oved, Shalos Asani Isha. Those three Brachos are not found in Maseches Brachos, but they're found in Maseches Menachos, or at least versions that are similar to those three brachas. And we combine them. We combine the series of brachas of Maseches Brachos and the brachas that are found in Maseches Menachos, and that puts together our Birchas HaShachar. There is one bracha that's actually not found in either Gemara, which is the second to last bracha, Hanosef Laev Koach, the one who gives to those who are tired strength, which we'll try to analyze why is it not in the Gemaras, but we did make the cut for Birchas HaShachar. But I just want to quickly just, again, sum up what we just said. We have two separate areas where we have the brachos of the morning that are discussed. One is Maseches Brachos, one is Maseches Menachos. Maseches Brachos is almost all the brachos that we have, but in a different order than we do them in today. It's ordered based upon the routine that our day takes. As you do each different thing, you make the bracha corresponding to that thing. The Gemara Menachos adds in the three shalos, or versions of them. But we stick those three in our current practice when we have our sidurim that are set up with the brachos in a uniform fashion for all of us, no matter how we run our routine in the morning. We start off with the first bracha in Maseches Brachos, and then we squeeze in the next three from Maseches Menachos, and then we move on with the rest of Maseches Brachos brachos. Why do we do that? How can we take a break in the brachos that are found in Maseches Brachos, and we squeeze the ones in from Maseches Menachos? We'll get back to that very soon. But let me just read inside first the bracha that we start off with. I'm going to leave some words. I'm not going to translate yet until we actually get to them. But the bracha itself is as follows. Bracha Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nasan LaSechvi Vina, Lavchim Ve'yom Ve'Laila. I'll just say the words, what it means literally, at least the ones that we can understand literally before I explain them. So blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the master of the world, Asher Nasan, that gave LaSechvi Vina. Vina means understanding. Sechvi is a machlok, is actually what it means. There's an opinion of of Rashi and Tosos. The word sechvi means a rooster. We're making a blessing that God gave the rooster bina, understanding, lavchin ben yom ben laila, to discern between day and night. As I'm sure we've all who lives on farms or areas where there are animals around have heard that infamous rooster crow. In the middle of the night you're sleeping, or early in the morning you're sleeping, and all of a sudden that rooster starts to crow. You can't figure out what it's crowing for. It looks just as dark as it was a minute ago. The rooster all of a sudden is ready to wake up in the morning. So that's the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos, that the word sechvi means a rooster, that Hashem gave the rooster the bina, the understanding to discern between day and night. The Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, two other Meforshim, two other Rishonim, say it doesn't mean a rooster, it means a heart. A person's heart has the ability to discern, to understand and discern between day and night. Now both opinions, Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, have sources to back up their pshatim. But either way, there is going to be a connection we're going to put together between the rooster and the heart. Either way, that Hashem gives understanding and ability to appreciate lavchin ben yom u ben laila. I'm going to read to you just a small a few lines found in Rav Shimshon Pinkus' Nefesh Shimshon on this bracha. And the key over here is that whether you hold it's the heart or not, our heart or the ability of the person to understand that bina is based on seichel. We have a brain, we have a mind, and that mind gives us the opportunity to discern things. So Rav Pinkus quotes, Tfisas haseichel, hi hamatana kolel as a kol. Our mind can grasp things is a gift that it really is an all-encompassing gift. We should be owed to God to thank him that we're normal. We're normal people. Some people think they're not normal, but they're normal. And we the fact that we are normal, we have a lot to thank God for being normal. So many people did not merit to be normal, to think normally, to act normally. But God gave us intellect. God allowed us to function in a normal capacity. A person can go through his entire life, through decades and decades, and never one time in his life think to thank God for this gift he was given by God. To never one time thank God for the ability he has to think and to comprehend things, to strategize, to plan, to plot. Because we just go through life and we just do it. If you only would pay attention and notice for one time that you have seichel, you would feel immediately how indebted we are to Hashem's chesed for giving us that seichel. Again, most of the time when someone has something happen that go wrong, you realize whatever happens to you, you're so lucky about, at all times. Again, mentioned before, and we'll mention it again, when someone has to go to the bathroom very badly, there's no bathroom in sight, and it's so painful. When he goes to the bathroom, he realizes, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky that my body normally works very healthily. If someone got to get something stuck in his eye and he can't see, it's an infection in his eye, he can't see for a few days. Then a person obviously can realize how lucky he is. But it's hard to go without seichel, meaning what, you become temporarily insane? Like, it doesn't happen that often that people will go through an event or experience that makes them lose their sanity for a period of time to appreciate their sanity, to appreciate their thought, appreciate their mental gifts that God gave them. It's hard. We don't usually have such a moment, thank God. But that means that people go through a lifetime sometimes, never one time recognizing and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gift of Seichel. That's what this bracha is. This bracha is that we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave the Sechvi, again, whether it be a rooster, we'll get to that soon, whether it be my heart, you gave it Bina, you gave it comprehension, you gave it the ability to understand. What does Bina really mean? Bina is a deeper understanding. It doesn't mean like you saw something and now, what is that? Oh, that's a rooster. What is that? That's a ball. It's not spit back. It's not just me saying what I see and spitting it back. Bina is like from the word bane. It means between, like between the lines. You're reading between the lines. You're able to see something deeper than it's the naked eye. That's what bina. You gave the sahvi bina. You gave a rooster or a heart bina, the ability to see something, but see more than the average person would see. But lahavchin is even different than that. Lahavchin b'yom b'layla means to discern. It's deeper than separate, because discerning requires real analysis. It requires you to look at two things that seem very, very similar, and they say, oh, this belongs here, and that belongs there. As an example, I don't know much about diamonds, but the people who are diamond experts can look at two sets of diamonds using that, I don't know what it's called, but that the loop, using a loop, and being able to say, oh, this belongs in this category A, this belongs in category B. A person without that skill set and talent would look at them and not have a clue what the diamond guy is doing. They might not even trust what he's talking about. But someone who understands, able to lahavchin, to discern. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to discern between day and night. Now, that might sound like it's such an easy thing to do. I look outside right now, and you look outside your houses right now, and it's light outside right now. Oh, today's right now called day. That's not called lehavchin. It's not a real discernment to figure out that right now is day and not night. But it says, ben yom ben laila. So what's that talking about? It's not talking about sunlight, you know, versus midnight. That's not so hard, lehavchin. It refers to the first moments of light. When does the rooster crow? He crows at a time when 10 seconds ago till right now, you couldn't see anything different from what it is. It looks exactly the same as 10 seconds ago. But the rooster is given the seichel, whatever you want to call it in the end, the ability to crow, to make its noises as the light that's not so obvious to you and I, but is starting to change, the night is starting to turn to day, that's the crow of the rooster, happens at that exact moment in time. Now, What's the big deal? Why is that something that's worth blessing? So what happens when the night turns to day? What happens is the next opportunity. meaning we have another day ahead of ourselves. What we're doing is we're giving the Kadosh Baruch Hu thanks. The bracha we're here right now is a bracha. The three types of brachas that we have in the world: the brachas hananin, is bracha about something I receive a pleasure. This is not really a pleasure, so it's not that one. Brachas a mitzvah. This is not. I'm not doing a mitzvah right now by blessing. There's no mitzvah. I'm doing an action associated with it. It's something called brachas shevach voda. It's thanks and praise. Now, what am I thanking God for with this bracha? Besides the fact that Hashem gave us, or the rooster, a level of ability l'havin, to understand something's about to happen, we're also right now going to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu that the next opportunity is right along the horizon. That's about to be day. I remember there's a lot of sports teams. They have a tough day. They play poorly. A closing pitcher blows the save. So you know what? You have to have a short memory. It's always the next game. It's always tomorrow. So in sometimes life, it's a healthy attitude to take also religiously. Now you shouldn't dismiss what happened yesterday. You shouldn't dismiss it like it's not a big deal. But you should say, I'm going to get back on the wagon and I'm going to be better today. So that first, crow of the rooster is, the time is right now, the next day is beginning, which you have the opportunity to take advantage of and to ace this test coming your way. Which, by the way, is very interesting. You would think that the same rooster that crows when that exact moment is changing from night to day, shouldn't he crow the reverse way also? Why doesn't he crow when it's going from day to night? That moment in time when the sun is like switching from day to night. I mean, there is a period of darkness, lightness, whatever that period is going to be in the morning, that happens again at nighttime. You have that switch over. When it switches over from light to dark, there is a moment in time when it's just as not dark, whatever word you want to use to describe it, as there was 12 hours ago when it was changing from dark to night. But yet there's no rooster crow. Why doesn't the rooster crow at that moment also? Because the rooster was programmed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an unbelievable way. It's crowing like a wake-up call. Like, today's the day. Now is the moment. It doesn't crow when it's starting nighttime right now, because the day's over. It's, the rooster won't announce it. It's not the moment to be focusing on. It's dafka, the moments of day about to start, that Hashem programmed the rooster. It's a tremendous miracle if you think about it. Because if the rooster was such just like a robot, you would imagine anytime it hits a certain, like, quasi-dark light time, it should be automatically going off. It should go off right away. If you had like a solar clock that was always in tune to a certain darkness, lightness, it would just automatically go and wake you up. It should have happened twice a day, not once a day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rooster in a special way, where the rooster recognizes this change only as the morning is coming, not as the night is coming. Because the rooster's crow is a call to us to make sure that we are ready for the moments ahead of us. I'm actually going to read to you now a passage from the Sefer by Rav Schwab on Tefillah in Hebrew. He says the following thing. He says, "Aval beizbonenu beinyan." Let's make sure I'm in the right place. Yeah. When you analyze this a little deeper, nearest lo hidbiyah kadosh baruch hu b'seder habriya shikra tarnigol b'biyas hashemesh. I mention this now to you that Hashem didn't make the tarnigol come with sunset to crow. The reason why. We said before, when you analyze this, you understand what the bracha really means. Even though the color similarity is there when sunrise and sunset, the heart understands that the darkness that I'm seeing 12 hours ago and right now are not the same. Which means, and by the way, this is something that's proven when it comes to depression and different feelings. Sunlight assists; it helps a person feel better. Darkness usually puts a person in a lower state. But the point of here as well is that the changing, the color change, it doesn't crow with excitement when it starts to get dark. Because now, as it's getting darker, there's more negative feelings. There's more feelings of sadness. And feeling down, I couldn't finish what was incumbent upon me to have finished today. But when it starts, when it's the darkness of dawn, the man looks very excitedly upon the coming day. A new day has arisen, is coming, and I have a chance now. Hashem gave the tarnigol this ability to announce and proclaim the day's beginning. Get ready, buckle up. And that's the bracha we make. That the tarnigol has the bina lavchin between yom and laila. It cries out and it wakes us up and says, the day is beginning. Let's buckle up and let's spend this day very well. This, by the way, might be the way, and this also brought down in Rosh Chodesh, why we had the brachos and menachos jump in the middle of the brachos that we have in Maseches Brachos. Again, the first bracha we make right here, as we mentioned right now, is the seichel, is the sechvi vina, lavchi ben yom ben leila. Hashem gave the ability of the rooster to recognize the change and the morning coming to get excited about it. So now what's about to happen? We're about to accept the day ahead of us, the day's opportunity. But the most important thing for us to realize when we do that is, who are we? What are we supposed to be doing right now? So therefore, what's the next thing we have to do is not talk about more things I'm about to do, open my eyes up and straighten my back. Who am I? Well, I'll tell you what I'm not. Sometimes it's easier for you to understand who you're not than understand who you are. So lo asani goy, lo asani aved, lo asani isha. I take what I'm not and I'm able to kind of like push that away. Sometimes in life when a person has a lot of choices, you get very confused. It's very difficult. So one of the ways of recovery is, you know what? Knock out some choices. If someone came to me and said to me, here, I have the following five options ahead of me. I don't know what to do with myself. So I'd say to them, you knock out two of them right now. Off the bat, knock out two. As a recruiter in yeshiva, I tell people all the time, you're going to visit yeshivas, whether it be mine or not, it doesn't matter. Knock out two of them. You visited five places, too many to have on your radar. Pros and cons, and knock out two right away and have your final three or your final two afterwards. So over here, what we're doing, we're about to set the days ahead of us. The rooster has crowed. We're ready to go and tackle the day. The problem is, who am I? What am I trying to tackle? Let's tell you who you're not right now. You're not a goy, you're not an eved, and you're not an isha. Now, before I get into that a little deeper and explain those brachas, I want to tell you one more point. When it says, lavchin bein yom vein laila, I mentioned the word lavchin is a discerning two very similar things. And yom and laila, I mentioned already, are not so similar. We already gave a pshat that it means a changing of day to night. That's what we refer to, that's really a discerning, that is true. But another pshat brought down in Rav Pinkus' Sefer, on tefillah, is that yom v'layla represents also good and bad. Yom is good and layla is bad. Now, you would think good and bad are fairly obvious distinctions, not so hard to see. But there are some times in life that it's very hard to see what's good and what's bad. What you think is good might be good for you and bad for the next guy. It's not a universal answer for each and every person. And therefore, when I'm giving the brach of discerning between day and night, look outside right now and you see the broad daylight. That's not something I have to discern. Someone's drowning, I've been in the river, you jump into the life. That's not something I have to discern. That's a no-brainer. That's a good thing on all accounts. Over here, we're giving a bracha that we're thanking Hashem for allowing us to discern what's not so simply good and what's not so simply bad. It requires a lavchin to see clearly and closer. Take the loop and look at the diamond and understand which is cubic zirconian and which is real diamonds. For this, you need seichel more than anything else. Not only good and bad, but I would say even more than that, significant versus insignificant. What things are significant for me to do, and what things are less significant for me to do. That could also be lavchin bein yom vein laila. I'll never forget, I saw this article. I mentioned in my shiur this past year, I mentioned a few times before as well. Two separate articles of people, when they passed on from the world, non-Jews, even though it could have been Jews as well, unfortunately, it could have been, the same thing applies really to anyone in the world. But the way that they want to remember has left the world in a certain, you know, they want to leave it in their own way. There was a boy who was killed in a shooting. He must have been 14, 15 years old. I forget how old he was. And he wanted to be, he wanted his last moments in time, as people, not in time, he was dead already. He wanted people to remember him the way he wants to be remembered. So what they do, they dressed him up in a Kyrie Irving jersey with a Celtics hat. He was dead at the time. He was already dead. But they put him on like a chair in front of his favorite video game, and they put the controller in his hand, and he was playing 2K, whatever, and some NBA game. That's how he wanted people to walk by. That was his wake. He wasn't lying down. He wanted everyone to see him the way that he wanted to be seen. Okay, I'm not judging him. I don't mean to judge him, at least. But Yom V'Layla means, is that significant or is that insignificant? Is that a way that you want to be remembered? That's a way maybe that you feel like that's how I want to go down. That's what my final image of people to be is of me doing that. That seems to be a little, less than Yom. A little more Layla-like than Yom. Or perhaps I could bring up the case of the plumber who was who died, a big baseball fan, and he asked his fellow plumber to flush his remains down multiple different toilets in sporting venues and baseball stadiums because he was a big baseball fan and a plumber. What better way could you ask for his remains, his ashes to end up than to be flushed down his, the X amount of stadiums that exist in the United States of America that he wanted to visit while just being ash. Lavchim Yom Ve'Laila, it's a type of thing where, everyone has their own free choice how they want to spend their non-moments on the world because they're already passed on. But you'd imagine the seichel allows a person to feel like Is that how I want to be remembered? Is that the way I want people to, you know, my name to go down in the books? So that's an area where we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not for the obvious things, though that what I describe right now seems pretty obvious, but the yom and the laila that are good and bad, that are significant and insignificant, that are not as easy for us to discern and to see, and therefore we need that lahavchin, the bina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives both the rooster and our heart, according to Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah, to discern between good and night. That's the first bracha that we have in Berachas Shachar. But then we squeeze over to three negative brachas. Brachas, again, are, you didn't make me an Eved, you didn't make me a Goy, not in that order, you didn't make me an Ishan. Read inside just a paragraph to get us in the right state of mind by Rabbeinu Yonah, by Pincus. Bracha al Metzias, he calls it. Shosha bracha, shalos ani Goy, shalos ani Eved, shalos ani Isha. These three brachas, tu'unim l'chore hasber. It requires explanation. Every creation, which is what we are also, has its own role. Whatever my role is in the world is not the role of Nati, it's not the role of Michal. We have different roles. Everyone has their own roles in the world. Whatever this one's role is, it's not that one's role. Whatever yours is, not somebody else's. V'im kein, mashayach l'varech l'odos al kach, why am I celebrating that I was given this role? Why is that better than your role? I mean, we all have separate roles. And therefore, if you're saying your bracha that you are you, that's a bracha that I am I, why don't we neither of us say brachas that we are each, that we are who we are? Because every person that would be would have the opportunity to be that thing and that person. It doesn't require a bracha if I'm no better than the next person is. Again, if I was smarter, so give me a bracha maybe that I'm smarter. But the fact that I am me and not you, you make a bracha that you're you and not me, that means that neither bracha seems to be worth making. It's like if everyone's perfect, then no one's perfect. Why is this bracha worthy if each person was made who he is, dafka that way, while someone else was made who he is, dafka that way? Every person, everything, every being, every creation has the opportunity and his job is to be sanctifying God's name. So what's my bracha that I'm not that? If I was that, I would have a job to be that. If I was this, I have a job to be this. Why am I making this bracha? That's the way that Rav Pincus wants to start with this question. So I mentioned earlier on, and I'll quote it again, that there are times in life when the best way is to demonstrate as to not what you are, but what you're not. And sometimes it helps me realize who I'm supposed to be by recognizing what I'm not supposed to be. As Rav Pincus points out, sof kol sof yoter mudgash. It's something that's more effective and more stressed. Etaor margishim areka choshech. When do you see light best? When it's dark. If you're in a movie theater, before the movie starts playing, they usually lower the lights. They dim the lights until they shut the lights off completely. Why? Because light is seen best upon a black background. Im lo ya choshech, if it wasn't dark, lo ya misgalim lagdir ma'or. You wouldn't know what or is. And therefore, same thing with us. How do we know what we are? By first talking about what we're not. It puts us in a certain frame of certain framework. And the greatest gift that God gave us is us, is that he made us the way that we are. And we need to find out who we are, who we're supposed to be. Again, if each person wants to fill their role, well, I have to know what my role is. Sometimes, again, when I analyze my role is not, they'll help me know what my role actually is. So part one is, the reason why these negative brachas come up right over here is for us to figure out, Hashem gave me the ability to discern between right and wrong, between yom and laila. To discern, the first stage might be to say what I'm not, to kind of lower the field to understand better what I'm supposed to be doing. But another very fascinating shot is brought down in the Sefer of Rav Schwab on prayer, and I want to analyze it with you for a second. The reason why we say the Shlo Asani is based on a Bach that quotes the Gemara in Ervin, Daf Yud Gimel on base. The Gemara quotes Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether man should have been created or whether man should never have been created. And the conclusion, sadly enough, is that man would be better off not being created. After all, we do so many bad things in the world that perhaps it would have been better had we never been created in the first place. Now, of course, there are tzaddikim, Tosafot points out, and there are people who do great deeds, and obviously it's not talking about these people, but the majority of the world does not fit that category. The majority of the world has so many things we do wrong, it's probably better had we not been created in the first place. So therefore, I can't say thank you for making me when we just decided you shouldn't have made in the first place. You know, if someone does something wrong, not wrong, but if something, quote unquote, regrets the decision, I'm not saying God regrets. God doesn't regret these things. But if someone were to regret it, I shouldn't say thank you for it. You know, it's a shame that it was made in the first place. But what I can say is, well, at least I wasn't created that way. This I wasn't created this way. These are as created like that person. Now, before I get to, we have to have one problem with the Nashim, the women, they say Shasani Kirtzono, which means they say something in a positive form, which sounds like against what I just said, what the Bach is explaining, basically, Gemara and Erevin. One more time, the Gemara and Erevin is pointing out, I can't say that you made me me, and therefore I'm so happy, I'm so lucky, because according to the Gemara and Erevin, you're not lucky. It was better had you not been created. So I can say, at least I wasn't this person or that person, the other thing. But a woman, again, does say, and she says, you know, you didn't make me into a Shivcha, a Goya, and you made me like me. There's a positive there, as opposed to the man, where he says, you didn't make me like a woman. Now, before I get to that answer with the woman, why she makes a positive bracha, I want to discuss these three brachas, because they sound very racist and very sexist. And a lot of people who have problems with religion point to these three brachas as being, you know, look, what are Chazal thinking here? Clearly it's a, you know, we're better than everybody else's, and men are better than women are, and it sounds that way from these brachas. So Rav Schwab has a beautiful take on it that says it's definitely not what we're doing, as a matter of fact. Because think for a second, who are some people who are goyim? Noach was a goy. Am I saying I'm better than Noach? You know, Shlomo Sani Noach? I'm not better than Noach. Shlomo Sani Eliezer Eved Avram? That you didn't make me like an Eliezer who's... I'm not better than Eliezer Eved Avram. That you didn't make me like Sarah Rivka Rachel Valea? Are you Imos? I'm not better than the Imos. Not even close. So we're not saying you're better than. We're not saying that you are in a better spot than them or that you're better than them. So what are we saying then? So I'll read you inside just an unbelievable line. Muchrach, again, this is from Rav Schwab's Sefer on Tefillah. Muchrach she'in anu mevarchim she'anu gedol miyosar meyam chas shalom. We're not saying we're blessing, we are better than they, God forbid. We're not better than a goy, or than an eved, or than an isha. And we brought some examples of how we know those people are much better than we are. So what am I saying a bracha about? How do I take this seemingly sexist and racist comment and understand it in proper context? What I'm thanking God for is that you gave me opportunity to connect to you in ways that goyim don't have, that avadim don't have, and that nashim don't have. Am I better? I'm not better. I'm different. But I have the chance to connect to you with more mitzvahs than they are given. After all, we know, goyim mechuyev rak b'shev mitzvahs. Goyim have seven noachad laws. And an eved is mechuyev mitzvahs like an isha is. And the isha's petura, she's patur from any time-bound commandments, as we know already. And we know that if someone does a commandment they're not chayvin, someone does a commandment they are chayvin, the one who does a commandment they're chayvin is much more significant than the one who does one is not chayvin. I was learning with Michal Bixer earlier on today, actually, about a topic of, let's say you had medication. If you took a medication that was prescribed for you, that's going to have a much bigger effect than the one who took one that wasn't prescribed for him. It might still be helpful in some ways, but it's not the same level of help than the one who actually needed it and was lacking in something and needed the medicine to help him out. And therefore, what am I thanking Hashem for? Shlomo Sani Goy. That you give me more than seven mitzvahs to connect to you. Shlomo Sani Avid. You give me more than the non-time-bound mitzvahs. And finally, and we'll get to the women part in 1 minute. And finally, when it comes to women, that you may give me more opportunity to do more mitzvahs than a woman has. And I need those mitzvahs. I need them very badly. Because that is how, ultimately speaking, I'm going to connect to you. Ulefizah, I mean a little further in Rav Schwab. Ulefizah, Yizgalel Anu Otam. The smicho shloah sani goy and Ovid and isha to the birchas asher nasolat levina. Again, why did the gemara menachos drop with the gemara in brachos the whole list of brachos in meseches brachos? Why we throw these three in? She bechlal hodal bias yom chadash isha hodal av sharu lekayim mitzvah asay shenasam lano kadosh brachu. She man kim rubam hu bayom. Most of the time bound laws that we have start in the daytime. Tzitzis, tefillin, shema, things like that are daytime, are more daytime based mitzvahs, and therefore it makes sense when I talk about Levchin ben Yom uvein Laila, that I talk about now that it's morning time. Oh, now I'm going to thank you for the mitzvahs I get to do dafka in the morning that are much more morning based, that are usually, again, most of the time bound laws that we have that are day and night are usually day and not night. And therefore, now we have a second shot as to why it's important for me to make these, drop the brachos in Maseches brachos and stick the ones in Menachos in there to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for the opportunity that I have now being day, Levchin ben Yom Laila, with extra mitzvahs as a chance to be doing. Because the point is that a mitzvah is a bridge for me to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if I don't have those mitzvahs prescribed, I can never get there. So if you would have made my needs into the body of a non-Jew, then I could never get where I needed to get to in the end. If you made my needs into the body of a woman, then I could never get to where I was supposed to get to in the end. But how about women? How about women? Why are they giving a positive bracha? We mentioned before, better they weren't created at all. Better than men and women both were not created at all. So why are women now giving a positive bracha, shatsani kirtzano? They don't say shlosani ish. Shasari Kirtano. Because a woman has something that a man doesn't have. And for this, she can thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. We need more mitzvahs. We are lacking in more areas. A woman has an inherent, deeper connection than a man does. Despite what happens in the world today, with everyone wanting to make gender equalities, men and women are not equals. I shouldn't say that. They're equals. They're not the same. They're not the same. They have rights equally. They have needs equally. But they're not the same athletically. They're not the same emotionally. And they're not the same spiritually either. Women are much deeper connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than men are. By nature. A woman, again, even just being a godlike in your creating mankind, and your ability for a woman to house a body in her life, house a life in her body, and be able to have a pregnancy that's godlike, it's creation. Even though the man was partly responsible as well, obviously, but the woman's the one who actually raises that embryo, that fetus in her body until it's ready to come out. She's in a deeper connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu from day one. And therefore, as we're going through the list of what we need to connect to Hashem, the Isha has natural connections that the Ish doesn't have. We need more medication. We need more mitzvahs to bring us there. But here's what the woman can say: you might need it, but I don't need it. And I'm thankful. Sha'atzani Kirshma, you made me like you wished, like you willed, like you wanted to, God, with the opportunity just for me to be closer to you without those mitzvahs. I still need plenty of mitzvahs to do, don't get me wrong. But my natural tendency, my natural guts are to connect with you. And that allows for me to be able to not require all those mitzvahs. And Sha'asani Kirtano is not a statement of like, you know, I'm a second class citizen, the opposite. I'm riding shotgun right now. I'm the first class. I'm the one who's connected to you more inherently, more deeply, that requires less bridges to get me to you in the end. So the quickly we had was this quick run through a quick summary. We started off with the idea that we have Brichas HaShachar. There are 15 we make in the end of the day. There are 15 of them. They come from basically two Gemaras, separate Gemaras, and we have an interruption between one Gemara to the next. Gemara Brachos is much more based upon the daily activities we go through, and the Gemara Menachos is much more about what we're not. And we mentioned that we interrupt the two of them. What does the word Sachvi mean? It means either a heart, or it means a rooster. What am I discussing about the rooster? The rooster has an unbelievable canny ability to know when is the darkness of night turning day versus day turning night. Why is it crowing at that point in time? Because that's a point in time when the rooster is telling us, here's the opportunity of a lifetime for you to get going and have the next great day. When it's starting to get darker, there's a depression in the world. It's less exciting, less happy times. And that's what we interrupt. We interrupt the brachos and mesechos brachos with the ones in menachos, because if you want to know how to spend your day properly, and that means yom v'layla, means to discern properly what's good and what's not good, you have to know who you are. And first of all, to know who you are, you have to know who you are not. You are not a goy or an ever isha. You're not better than them. You're different than them. You have different needs than them, different wants than them. And therefore, you have to go about your business knowing, what are my wants? Because every single person has what he needs and what he wants in front of him, to make sure that you check the boxes of what you need and what you want. As far as why it's in the middle there, so again, we gave another shot that since we have mitzvahs that are time bound. So when it comes to yom, I want to make sure that the yom mitzvahs are recognized. And that's why we have lo sadi goy, aved, and isha, that the daytime is right now. I want to make sure that I'm getting my daytime mitzvahs and appreciating them for what they are. And why we say in the negative form, I mentioned already, one of the shots we gave down was that if you want to see things negative in the background of dark before you think it's light, that's option one. Option two, that really better we weren't created at all, as Gemara and Erevin brings down, as the Bach explains. That's why we have the shaloah sunnis. Because, you know, I can't say thank you for making me, when really maybe it's better had you not made me at all. But now that you made me, at least you didn't make me this way or that way, I had more chances to connect to you. And we're not better than them, just different. And as far as the lady goes, so the lady does have a positive in the end. What's her positive? I don't need as many laws as the man needs. Because I'm not a goy. I'm not a goya. I'm not a shifcha. But I'm also me. So I have an internal connection that allows me to need less medication, less bridges, less mitzvahs that are time-bound to connect to you. And if that is the approach that we have when we make the brachos in the morning, hopefully that should continue the mode of excitement that we had and understanding of who we are to get ourselves through the rest of the next brachos, which we'll see in Hashem on Sunday.